1. You're probably asking, hey, Billy McGee, how did you get to be the new kid in this fancy middle school? And with a hole in your sneaker and wearing your cousin Sean's ragtag old jersey with the stain on the front that won't come out? I know you're saying, look at those guys you're playing soccer with. Check out their designer jeans and NBA sneakers. Check out their cool haircuts. Bet their dads didn't cut their hair in the bathroom with an old pair of scissors. Go ahead and make comments. I know I look a little different from them. Maybe my dad doesn't give the best haircut in the world. But you know, we're just trying to save up some money. And everyone has been really nice to me since I started here at Middlebury Middle School last week. We call it Middle Middle. The kids I've met don't care if I wear the newest sneakers, or if my red hair is long and wild, or if my cousin's old clothes are a few sizes too big for me. My dad says I'll grow into them. But when you're in the middle of sixth grade and you move to a new school, you feel like an outsider no matter what. I mean, these guys here on the soccer field with me have known each other forever. My sister Maggie and I are the only new students in Middlebury this year, and we don't know anybody, but we're making friends. Hey, look out! I tried to kick the ball to Damien, who's on my team, but my foot slid right over the ball and I flew headfirst to the grass. Ah! I heard everyone laughing as the breath whooshed out of my body. Glad you think it's funny, I choked out. Damien helped me to my feet. Billy, have you ever played this game before? He asked. That gave everyone another laugh. We didn't have grass at my old school, I said. We were tough. We played on dirt. That explains it, the kid named Ramon said. I'm pretty sure he was being sarcastic. We started the game again. It went okay till I misjudged a kick, and the ball went sailing off the field, across the street. Don't know my own strength, I said, trying to cover up my embarrassment. Damien patted me on the back. Bet you're good at other sports, he said. Not really, I confessed. See? These guys are really nice. No one seems to care that I don't exactly fit in here. So how did Maggie and I get to Middlebury? Well, it's kind of a long story. Here's the short version. My mom died and my dad lost his job. We couldn't afford our house. It was big and it came with big bills. The three of us were miserable and depressed. Someone told my dad about a fixer-upper house here in Middlebury. A fixer-upper means a falling-down wreck. And so we really had no choice. We moved. As soon as Dad saves up some money, he'll start fixing it. Maggie is in fourth grade, and she's a lot better with new people than I am. I mean, she's not shy at all. She's funny and fun and very peppy, and kids always like her right away. It takes me a little longer. I haven't been sleeping well, and I think a lot about Mom. But as I said, the kids here have been okay. I glance down the street. Oh, no. My stomach tightened with dread. Cold dread. It's the one thing I'd been worried about since I started here. And it was coming toward us fast, and it was going to pass right by our soccer field, and I knew there was nothing I could do about it. 2. I took off running, kicked the ball to Ramon, and shouted, "Let's go! Go!" I was hoping to keep them from seeing what was rolling down the street, but no way. They were all staring along with me as the bright red and blue truck pulling a huge blue trash dumpster rolled by the soccer field, and they all read the tall yellow words painted on the truck door, Dumpster Dave. And then, yes, yes, no way to stop it, no way to keep it from everyone, my dad was at the wheel of the truck. Everyone watched him stop at the curb, the dumpster squealing behind him, and they all saw him wave to me.
Hey, Billy, how's it going? Dad shouted.
And then my new friends all knew. Dumpster Dave was my dad. My dad took a job hauling trash to the Middlebury Town dump. The job was one of the reasons we moved here. I knew my face was bright red as I waved back to Dad. I shouldn't have been embarrassed. I knew I shouldn't have. But I was. The dumpster squealed again as Dad started the truck up and pulled away from the curb. The guys watched it rumble away. Then they all turned to me. Your dad is Dumpster Dave? Damien asked. I nodded. I tried to make a joke,